We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Caleb Silver is joining us live this morning, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. Let's look at the economy with all of this mask discussion. What are you seeing just with the talk of reimposing indoor masks?
Well, good to be with you. And that scares a lot of folks, especially in the hospitality, transportation, leisure, and in the entertainment industries, because mask mandates could mean fewer people eating out. It could mean restrictions on indoor dining. It could mean less people traveling, whether that's for business or leisure travel. We know travel has been picking up a lot. So there's the fear of what it might do. And then there's the reality on the ground of the fact that we've actually been through a few of these and folks are actually used to wearing masks, dining out with masks. So I don't know if it's going to have such a big impact on the trajectory of the economy, which is really peaking right now. We're going to be seeing probably 8.5% growth for the second quarter here once these estimates come in. That's a rip-roaring economy. It depends on how widespread the shutdowns are, but I think by and large we've learned to live with them a little bit better, so I don't think economists are fearing too much of a hurdle here.
Hey, you know, it's an interesting conversation. I'm always interested in the terminology, and you know, so often I would take issue with over the past 6 months or so, especially you'd hear about everything, well, you know, due to COVID, you know, yada yada yada, or whatever shortage or something like that, and we're not making as much money. But you know, in reality, it's due to restrictions or due to a lockdown measure or due to something like that. And here it's people aren't necessarily scared about news of the virus. I mean, they're scared about what they're going to hear from a governor or a county executive or a mayor or something like that.
Right. Isn't that weird how we've changed the way we behave over the last 15 or 16 months? We've been living with this for a long time. Remember, at first we were all very scared. All you could hear were sirens. All you saw in the news was folks on ventilators, or even worse. We had so many people and families disrupted by this, but we've been living with this now for 15 or 16 months, and we've changed our economic behavior in so many ways, right? How often did we talk over the past year about ordering in more, Amazon deliveries more, using DocuSign, using Zoom? We've changed the way we operate in this economy, and we've kind of gotten used to it, and now we're fearing, you know, what might happen if we have to wear that mask, what might it might mean to, you know, to our local economy. So we've come a long way with that. That said, the economy has been very strong, and the idea that, you know, come September, if and when schools go back full time and folks can get back to work, it's going to come even stronger. That has a lot of people optimistic about what we might see going forward.
Wow. On Wall Street, just this week, has there been any kind of a speed bump, or are they just factoring all of this in?
Yeah, a little bit of a speed bump, and it's a little bit bumpier than it's been, but still, we're around record highs. Guys, the stock market's up 100% from the lows of March, late March of 2020. So you know that investors are betting on that things are going to continue to get better, right? Investors are always looking to the future here. So if the stock market tells you anything, it's that they're optimistic. But also, you have to know that we have a ton of support still from the federal government and from the Federal Reserve, our central bank, which just decided yesterday to keep interest rates down near 0% and keep pumping $120 billion a month into the economy. So there's a little bit of an artificial support structure going on there. At the same time, you can't argue with the fact that the economy is going to grow 8.5%, one of its fastest growth quarters in history. Again, compared to the lows of last year, it makes sense, but we're still growing very, very aggressively here.
All right. Hey, Caleb, thanks so much. It's Caleb Silver with Investopedia joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.